From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Pentagon announcing a $6 billion aid package carved out of the nearly $61 billion bill passed by Congress this week. The latest military aid will also include more Patriot defense systems.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is working on two tracks, rushing Ukraine the weapons they need right now and helping Ukraine build a future force to prevent Russian aggression.
The outcome in Ukraine will determine the trajectory of our times. If Putin prevails in Ukraine, the security consequences would be grave and global.
Austin says Ukrainians no longer have to ration their weapons, knowing help is on the way. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
In the hush money trial of Donald Trump in New York, prosecutors called their second witness today, Rona Graff. She is Trump's longtime executive assistant. She told the court Trump kept phone records for two women who alleged having affairs with him, referring to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. More troubles in the skies. A Delta Airlines plane from New York to Los Angeles had to return to JFK today. That after an evacuation slide fell off the plane midair.
While the 33-year-old Boeing 767 was in the air, vibrations could be felt just after takeoff. The pilots radioed in, saying indicators in the cockpit showed a latch involving the emergency slide over the right wing was open.
On the door, one of the latches is showing an open indication.
The audio from liveatc.net, the plane turned around and landed back in New York. That's when it was noticed the emergency slide had fallen off the plane. Delta says it fully supports retrieving that slide to help investigate how it came off. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Efforts to tamp down on inflation taking longer. Consumer prices rose 0.3% from February to March and up 2.7% in March compared to a year ago. And volatile storms on the move from the southeast to the Midwest through the weekend. You're listening to ABC News. Around the country, students protesting, including at Arizona State University. Demanding schools divest from Israel over the war in Gaza. One Jewish student at UNC Chapel Hill talking to ABC News.
Oftentimes these protests are being labeled as anti-Semitic, which is really, really a false statement insofar as, like, so many of the student organizers, myself included, are Jewish.
A city settles with a witness to the police custody death of George Floyd.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
The Minneapolis City Council has agreed to pay a $150,000 settlement to an eyewitness who tried to intervene to prevent George Floyd's murder at the hands of police. Donald Williams says he was assaulted by police and now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Williams testified against former officer Derek Chauvin in his 2021 murder trial. The council unanimously approved that settlement. About discussion, says the Star Tribune newspaper. Making tens of millions of dollars over the last month, at least on paper, a group of mostly amateur investors who've been betting against the stock price of Donald Trump's Truth Social. Several traders telling the Associated Press their bearish gambles are mostly driven by their faith in the dismal balance sheets. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.